exciting as ever. I mean, here you are, kind of through the preseason, not overworked. Are you itching to go every bit as much as before?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited. I'm just very mature now. I'm 27 years old. I mean, I've seen a lot through the years I played in the NFL and know how to handle these situations. I mean, I didn't know how to start a game when I opened an Arrowhead. Now I'm experienced. I know the feeling of how to open a game at Arrowhead and help the young guys as well and be a leader. I mean, it's no pressure. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of Red Sea out there. You're going to see a lot of fans are going to be excited. I mean, it's going to be packed out, man. Just go with it. It's joyful to play on Sundays out here and, I mean, show out. I mean, you get the opportunity to make plays. You got to make plays.
So is there a difference in the week leading up to the season opener? I mean, you guys have been coming in here, but do you know this is the week when it's for real?
Oh, yeah, man. It's game time. It's game week. Everybody got a different feeling. The coach is excited. They pump. I know my running back coach, he's really excited. Texted me 6 o'clock in the morning, told him I was still asleep, and don't do that no more. So, I mean, he's very excited. He can't wait to go. I mean, I'm excited just to get back on the field and start on making more history again. I mean, I got more records out there to break, so, I mean, I'm it's all about breaking records. I mean, anything. I don't tell people my goals. I just go out there and just whatever comes to mind, wherever come up. I mean, records are meant to be broken. I mean, that's what I go out there and do and try to help my team win.
What did he say at 6 a.m. that couldn't wait?
To tell you the truth, I didn't even read it. I told him, don't taste me no more at that time. I didn't even read it. He was like, I just saw it. I didn't even basically try to look at that text. I just know it from my coach. He was basically excited to go, basically.
Mm-hmm. There is a little more urgency for to win this opener because it is at home. Because then you're looking at two road games in the Patriots. It's going to get easier. Does that make this winning this opener even more important?
I mean, just winning the first game. You always want to win your first game, and I've been wanting to win my first game since I was playing Pop Warner. So you know what I'm saying, college. So I mean, winning that first game is important. You know what I'm saying. But things happen. But our goal is out there too to win the first game of the season, and we're not even worrying about who our next opponent is because we just thinking we take it one game at a time. Then wherever comes next, I mean, that's who come next. Not really. I got a close friend, Michael Griffin. I mean, I stay with him, and I mean, in all season, train with him in all season at UT. So I mean, I see Dak sometimes, and we got the same assistant that help each other out. So we keep in communicate.
What about their defense? What can you tell us about the Tennessee defense?
I mean, they tough. You know what I'm saying? Tough. We played them last year, and it was a very close game last year, and. I mean, they gave us all they can. They got veteran guys on the team, especially at the back end. They got probably the two best safeties in the league, Bernard Pauley and Michael Griffin, both Pro Bowl guys. I mean, they definitely experienced on the back end. So, I mean, that's the heart of their defense. You know what I'm saying? They probably tough guys, and they come up and hit. You know what I'm saying? Inside linebackers, they, you know what I'm saying, Will Yard come from Denver, a real good quick and can run also. And they got great defensive guys on the line as well.
Physically, as you stand there right now, considering the preseason, the fact that you guys had one practice in 5 days, do you feel as good as you're going to feel?
Oh, yeah, I feel great. I feel fantastic. I feel, yeah.
I really.
Oh yeah, this probably be the best time I ever feel because I know when after Sunday I get that walk on. But I mean, I know this is probably the best feeling when it's, after this. I know it's no more feeling like this. But yeah, I'm very excited just to go. I'm definitely feel fresh to. Can't wait till Sunday come.
Tell us how big last year the playbook was. It's the biggest learning curve you had. Were they able to add more to that?
Man, yeah, man. They still adding on, so I mean it's still bigger and it's still getting bigger. And I mean, you just gotta study a lot. You know what I'm saying? Got to come together as a group, and you got to help the young guys as well. Because I know DeAnthony and Kels, and some of the young guys that haven't played last year. It's a lot on them, and we just gotta teach them how to learn this stuff.
Couple more guys. You ready for the workload?
Oh man, I'm ready for anything that come to me.